stuff up in space. We can't do that. But then later, these bits of space debris might return. And one of the things I want to point out, what we're seeing, and this is where truthers get it wrong. They think that the predictive programming is some kind of occult way of telling people what they're going to do so we accept it or something, which it's not quite that. It's more like in order for the propaganda to sink in, they have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. So they drill you with it, with the simulation, with the entertainment. They write it into the narrative, they write it into the story, they bore those narrow pathways in your mind so that when they fake it on the news, it just seems logical, seems real, doesn't raise any questions. So the reason for predictive programming is really to prepare you for what they're going to do. It's not revelation of the method to allow the people who are doing bad things to dodge karmic retribution because they're not doing bad things. They're faking doing bad things. There's a big difference. But these explanations are all over the place. There's all kinds of ways people try to explain it. It's just a coincidence. It's an eerie coincidence. No. The reason for predictive programming, one, is to prepare you, but two, it's an indication that we live in a news-bent reality. They're writing our news probably decades in advance in broad strokes, and then they get more detailed as and nuanced as it comes time to execute it. But they're writing our history in advance and living it out on the world stage like a reality TV show. Don't believe me? Look at January 6th. Look at the